In his veto letter, Governor Scott said although buying a specialty plate is voluntary, Floridians who want to demonstrate their support for the state's natural beauty should, quote, not be subjected to the cost increases sought by the bill. But that caught lobbyist Susan Goldstein with the Florida Wildlife Federation by surprise.
We were stunned that it was vetoed.
The bill, which had unanimous bipartisan support, would have increased the cost of the wildflower specialty license plates from $15 to $25 to help fund different county programs. And Scott recently signed three bills into law that all dealt with specialty license plates and each cost $25. Goldstein adds the legislature could overturn Scott's veto by a two-thirds vote before the next session begins. But if that doesn't happen, does the group hope to come back next year?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. I mean, there wasn't anybody opposed to this bill. Nobody.
The bill was championed by sponsor Republican Representative John Wood, whose mother was one of the plate's founding members. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.